Lyle Stefanovich, raised by relatives in Utah, proved early in life to have musical talent and was able to master several instruments, clarinet, saxes, and brass horns. Setting out at age 14 for a music job on the West Coast, he dubbed himself Spud Murphy.
I left home when I was 14, and for 2 years I starved. I wanted to go to San Francisco and get a job on a ship. They wouldn't let me on the ship because I was too young. Then I went to Los Angeles to see what I could do there. I couldn't do anything there, so finally I got friendly with a banjo player, and the two of us got a job across the border from Yuma, Arizona, in Sonora, Mexico.
His first professional job was half of a two-piece band working for tips in a Mexican border town.
And we stayed there for 7 months. 1925, yeah, that's early.
He wandered the American Southwest for several years, playing in obscure bands like the Rainbow Seven and Jeff's Hot Rocks. Other instruments you had played as a youth, you weren't using it as a working musician later?
No, because like when I had my own band, I found out that you can carry too much, because I have a lot of doubles, and carting all them around plus the library, you had to have a strap, you got to find it, you got to put it around your neck, you got to find the saxophone, you got to find where the case is that has it. I decided that was too much, so I just hung with the clarinet finally.
By the late 1920s, Spud began achieving some small musical success in Texas, writing arrangements for Johnny McFall's Honey Boys, a 10-piece group. The first band to record one of his arrangements was the Jimmy Joy Orchestra in 1928. Jimmy Joy was the stage name of leader Jim Maloney. Spud's first recorded arrangement was the jaunty I Got Worry.